Weston got his hands on some intriguing documents.
If military action proceeds without a new resolution of the Security Council, Canada will not participate.
Even as then Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was announcing Canada's refusal to participate in the invasion of Iraq, Canadian destroyers were on patrol in the Persian Gulf. Those ships, he vowed, would have nothing to do with the Iraq war.
We have ships in the area as part of our participation in the struggle against terrorism. Our ships will continue to perform their important missions against terrorism.
But at that moment, Canadian diplomats were secretly telling the Americans something quite different. A classified U.S. diplomatic memo obtained by CBC News from WikiLeaks quotes a senior Canadian official saying the opposite, that the Canadian Navy could indeed aid the Iraq invasion. Despite public statements, they will also be available to provide escort services in the Straits and will otherwise be discreetly useful to the military effort. And further, while for domestic political reasons the GOC has decided not to join in a U.S. coalition of the willing, they are also prepared to be as helpful as possible in the military margins. Paul Cellucci, U.S. ambassador to Canada at the time, describes Canada's planned role this way.
The message was pretty clear. We're not going to go in. We're not putting boots in the ground in Iraq. We will say good things about the United States and not so good things about Saddam Hussein. We will keep our ships in the Persian Gulf, helping in the war on terror and any way else we can help.
Sources tell CBC News it was virtually impossible for the Navy to draw a line between chasing terrorists and intercepting Iraqi combatants. John McCallum was then Canada's defense minister. He says the orders were clear. No involvement in the Iraq invasion.
Now, what happens on the high seas is not something I can prove or disprove, but those were the orders that the military had.
The irony is, for all the fuss, the U.S. didn't need Canada's military help or even ask for it. All it wanted was for Canada to say it supported America in Iraq. That it never got.